despair means an utter lack of hope, an abandonment of any hope whatsoever. You cannot put the word evangelical when you're referring to Christians and the word despair and couple them together. It's theologically inaccurate. It's an inaccurate representation of who the church is and what she believes and where her hope rests. When we're thinking about the church and we're thinking about the church universal, the church triumphant, we need to remember that we're talking about an eternal reality that rests in the lordship of Jesus Christ. It rests on nothing. The politics of the day, who's running for office, who ends up winning, whose leadership we have to submit ourselves to. So I think that for Christians, we've got to get a grip on the perspective that we have as Christ people in the world today, regardless of the government under whose authority we live or the nation state within which we reside.
Do you believe that despair is a sin?
If sin is that which is antithetical to the gospel or antithetical to the reality of who God is, then yes, despair, by its definition, is a sin. I think that Paul is really instructive on this point. Let's say 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16 to 18. So he talks about not losing heart. That is actually do not despair. To lose heart is to despair. He talks about, although our outer nature is wasting away, you can think of that outer nature as anything that is of this world. Think about the personal aging process. You could think about the wasting away of even human relationships or governance structures. There is wasting away on the Florida coastline right now. You could think about erosion, not just of physical things, but the erosion of relationships and morality. Even though our outer nature or outer self is wasting away, for Christians, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. That is a declaration of what the gospel is actively doing in the life of a believer by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so to despair, even as things in the world and things of the flesh are wasting away, to despair is, yes, antithetical to the gospel. Paul talks about all of these things being light and momentary afflictions. When you think about Paul and his life and what he endured, for him to refer to all those things as light and momentary afflictions, and in the face of all that, to not despair, it makes our version of Christianity look really, really weak by comparison. He talks again about that all of this is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory that really bears no comparison whatsoever as we look at the things that that are seen around us right now. You know, I think we have to keep in mind the transient nature of the things that we see around us and even in us sometimes. But we have to be declaring with our lives and with our words and with our testimony the reality of that which is unseen. And we've got to help people reconnect the eternal with the everyday.